Okay. Let the Shem is on the board. Yesterday, we got to the nafkamina between Madian. We got to the nafkamina between Rav and Abaya. And that we're going to spend time on now on Zohar Shachal Truma. Before that, what I tried to explain using the blackboard was the kasha of the Hafla. Hafla said that l'chayra there's a nafkamina between Abayi and Rava l'gabe chiyuve karis u'malkis together. You have a case of karis u'malkis, so then you have a nafkamina. Now, besides the purpose of understanding the Hafla's kasha, I think it should be evident to everybody that what I've sketched out on the board is important stamp to know, to understand what's going on here with the different possible cases of Kamlai B'Rabbi. So in all these cases, using Reb Chaim's Mahalach, we had to decide if it's a din of Kedei Rishasai or if it's a din of Asayin, which where Reb Chaim explained this whole sugya. Everything that there are two totally different ways of learning the entire sugya. So everything we wrote on the board, I think, follows logically from Reb Chaim. The first two cases are the cases Reb Chaim is talking about. The case of Misa and Malkus, so that I hope you chap why Misa and Malkus is Kedei Rishasai. Why is it Misa and Malkus Asai? Okay, why you'll understand why the third category when you have Misa and Malkus together, why is that? Why isn't that the pasuk of Asai? It's reminded. Why is it Kedei Rishasai? Because Misa is Pesdin. So what can we learn? Asai is Misa and Mama. Misa is Pesdin and Mama. So when it's Misa is Pesdin and Malkus, why are we not reminded? Kedei Rishasai, the pasuk is talking about Malkus and anything. The pasuk is not talking about Mammon. The pasuk is just talking about Malkus. So Malkus and anything, you don't get to arrange. The pasuk of Asayin, the pasuk is talking about a specific case of Misa and Mammon. That's the case. The case is a pregnant woman, you hit her, and lo yasayin lo nishayin. It's a specific case of Misa and Mammon. It's not talking about any other cases. It's not talking about Misa and Malkus. That's not the case. The pasuk of Kedei Rishasai is just talking about Malkus. Arbam Yakenu Kedei Rishasai. Give him Malkus, and it's the only punishment. But there are no two punishments. So that pasuk, which is saying Malkus and anything else, applies to say Malkus and Mammon, and say Malkus and Misa. And that's why we put Kedei Rishasai by the third category. Now, Kares and Mammon. L'chayyeh ben Akana, that's the Gemara. Gemara says you're potter. Gemara says, why are you potter? Why do you say kamlai? So we have a machlekes Abaye and Rava. Abaye says, asayin asayin. And Ravi says, it's kishkaras lamisa. That's the Gemara. In fact, the Hafla should come out of Nafkamina by Karis and Malkus. When you have Karis and Malkus together, so now let's make a cheshbon. If, as Abaye maintains, that the whole Petur Karis is a din in Asayin is only talking about Mammon, not talking about Malkus. So then over here it shouldn't apply the Petur and you should be chayiv Malkus. So according to Abaye, you should be chayiv. According to Rava, it's Karis Lamisa. It's nothing to do with the Pasuk of Asayin. It's just that Karis and Misa have the same dinim. If Karis and Misa have the same dinim, so just like Misa and Malkus, we say Kamlai. So same thing here, we should say Kamlai, and it should be Pater. So this was the kasha of the Afla. The Afla asked that we have L'chayra, Pashat and Nafkamina. I shouldn't say Pashat. Pashat, but a case, you don't have to have Zohar Shachal Truma, you don't have to come on to the case that has nothing to do with Misa and Shemai. In Karis itself, you have a case that's a Nafkamina between them. Nafkamina is Karis and Malkus, like Abaye Chayiv, I'm like, Rava, your potter, because of Kamlai. This is the kasha of the Hafla.
I told you yesterday that there's a logical teretz. Anybody come up with anything? I didn't say it's easy, I just said it's only in logic. There's a logical teretz to this, which the Nesivah says in the Beis Yaakov. He said Beis Yaakov, I saw this and there. Nesivah says the following teretz. He says that Karis and Malkis will be, you will not say Kamlai according to everybody. It'll be Chayiv according to everybody. There won't be any Machlaikas. Why? Well, light Abaya, it's Pashit. Like that, Aflosa. According to Abaya, it's Pashit and it's Chayiv. What about according to Rava? What about according to Rava? What should be according to Rava? What's the session? Karis is like Misa. And therefore, just like Misa and Malkus is Pater, Karis and Malkus should be Pater. Now, 1 minute. Why is Misa and Malkus Pater? Because of what? Misa Malkus Pater because of Kedei Rishasai. What's the lumdus of Kedei Rishasai? What's the lumdus of Kedei Rishasai? You hear what you're saying? Right, the lumdus of Kedei Rishasai is Bezin doesn't do both. That makes sense by Misa B'dei Adam and Malkus together. Like Karis and Malkus. What would Rava say? Karis is just like Misa. Okay. Karis would be like Misa. And therefore why? And therefore we'll learn out of Kedei Rishasai that Bezdin can't give two Einshim. By Karis, in the case of Karis and Malkus, is Bezdin giving two Einshim? If you learn out of Kedei Rishasai that it's a din in Bezdin. So what are we saying over here that according to Rava, you hekesh hakaris to Misa, and therefore you'll be pater for Malkus. So if you receive this, you won't be pater for Malkus. Because the whole tour of when it's Misa and Malkus is Kedei Rishasai. That Bezdin can't give to Einshim. So that's true by Misa and Malkus, which are both Bidei Adam, they're both the Maisa Bezdin. Bezdin doesn't give both. But when it's Karis and Malkus, even if you say Kedei Rishasai, Bezdin still will give Malkus. Because it's not Bezdin giving the two Einshim. Karis is not something Bezdin does. Kedei Rishasai can't be Memayit Karis. Because Kedei Rishasai is a din in Bezdin, that Bezdin can't give two punishments. And Bezdin is not the one that gives Karis anyway. Kedei Rishasai is only Memayit Einshim of Bezdin. Bezdin only gives three Einshim, Misa, Mam, and Malkus. Karis is not something Bezdin gives. So Memela, in that last line, by Karis and Malkus, the Afla is wrong. Everybody holds Yechayiv. Everyone holds Yechayiv, because Asayin doesn't apply to Karis and Malkus. So Yezichachayiv. And even like Rava, where you want to learn out Kedei Rishasai doesn't apply to Karis. Because Karis is not a thing that Bezdin gives. It's not a punishment Bezdin gives. I think that's not a punishment that Bezdin gives. So the whole thing is not Shayach. The whole Torah.
The only way we had these two cases to begin with is because of Mechani
Ben
Achana will hold that there is
Kamal Ben Achana
and something else.
Yeah. He holds that there is
Kamal Ben Rabba Mine.
By Karis and Mamim because of the Hekish. He knows that there is Kamalei Dura Amineh.
He doesn't say anything about Karis Malkus. I thought Karis Malkus is also going to come to Mechani Ben Akana.
If it's true, it's also going to Mechani Ben Akana.
So if that's
Mechani
Ben Akana, then the whole thing, we wouldn't have this whole case. Obviously, we're going to Mechani Ben Akana, but it is Kamalei Dura Amineh, Karis Malkus, Karis Malkus.
You're right. But
how's this going to help?
Because there's a very big difference. What did Rava say? Rava didn't say which pasuk we learned it from. Not Austin, David, Shasta. Rava said we have a hekesh of Karis to Misa. So then, I've been makish Karis to Misa. So Karis and Mamik, that's the same din as Misa and Mamik. So you look at Misa and Mamik, Naidi from Austin. So, okay, that's not a din of bed, it's a din of the Torah. So by Karis and Mamik, Rava will hold the course of this hekesh. When the Ma'id is from Misa, that's fine, that's not a din Bezdin. So here Rav will say a part because of the Hekesh. Because we Makesh Karis to Misa, so just like Misa has a Ptor
in this case of Layasai, Karis also has a return. It's fine. Now, in this case, if we makish Karis to Misa, so you say it's just like Misa and Malkus. Well, Misa and Malkus, the whole Ptur is after Din and Bezdin. So now, by Misa and Malkus, if you're going to makish Karis, you have Karis and Malkus, you won't be a Ptur. Because Bezdin doesn't give both.
What are we going to say?
Even Rabbi Nachman ben Akana, Rava, to explain Rabbi Nachman ben Akana, says Rabbi Nachman ben Akana is makish karis to misa. So karis is the same din as misa. So where misa has a ptor be'esem, it applies. Okay. Bezdin, in which case, Karis and Malkus, Ben can give one Einish. No problem. It's only about Karis and Mamin, which by Misa Mamu we learn from our side, so Karis and Mamin also be, have a Ptah.
Can
I was thinking of that, and it becomes complicated. If we want to start this whole chart, like a second line. This is all Reb Chaim. If you go the way that he has a line to Tzlach, then the Nesivus is Teres, not a Teres. You're right, then that flow would be good. This whole thing is based on Reb Chaim. Tzlach learned that Reb Nachman ben Akana holds that it's not a din bez in Bechlav. Never a din bez. A din that you can never give to Einshim. Reb Nachman ben Akana holds that way, so maybe that fly all that way. And that's why I didn't see the stairs on the attack. Okay. Alright, let's get into Zar Shachal Truma. Zar Shachal Truma is a sugya that has a lot of side sugyas that are derived from this. From here, obviously, we're going to learn from this next Gemara, we're going to learn some rules in Hilchas Truma, some rules in Hilchas Me'ila, which has to do with Taisvis. Some rules in Hilchas Mazik, and even some rules in Hilchas Pesach. So we're going to, not all today, but there are a lot of side topics which now come in because of this case of Zar Shachal Truma. So let's try to go a little bit for Seder. First, let's understand Pshat in the Gemara. Ikeh b'nayu Zar Shachal Truma. La'abaya Potter, why? Why is Afshal Truma his partner? Because. What? Because you say Kamlai and Misa B'dei Shemayim. Eating Truma is Misa B'dei Shemayim, and you say Kamlai is the Rav Minei and Misa B'dei Shemayim. And according to Rava, you'll be Chayiv because Rava holds. I just noticed there's a little aleph. It says La'abaya pata l'rava chayiv. See a little aleph? Sounds like we're passing a kabaya here, right? But we only passed a kabaya six times against Rava. How come there's a little aleph there by La'abaya pata l'rava chayiv? Wow, this is misleading. Huh? It's all the machlokes of Nechuyim ben Akana anyway, so if it's not according to Nechuyim ben Akana, it's Zicha B'chayim. Right? Zicha Shver, what says Labai Pat? I'm going to have to work on it, I just noticed. Okay? So we'll have to work on it. What?
This is the halacha l'maisa. We passed him, not passed
by the
body,
we
passed him
l'maisa, it's Zarshah
l'maisa,
so...
It's Potter, I'll switch Ptora.
Must be Potter for a different reason, and it's misleading when it says Labaya Potter. So Bai and Rava are arguing according to Mechuyim and Akana, which is not La'alach. The question is, why Labaya Potter? I will have to look in the Rambam and try to figure that out.
Okay.
Potter Mitashlum, why should it be Potter from Tashlum? What? Potter from? What's the Shina? If he ate Truma.
Why should you put them in Tashlumin? You eat so much truma, you have to pay. The Rambam says Pater. Question is what case the Rambam's talking about. Okay, we'll see. We'll discuss it. Labaya Pater le Rava Chayev. Labaya Pater, fact the Gemara. Labaya Pater, Rav Chista, my dear Nechuni Ben Akon. From the time you picked it up, you were kainik. That's why Rav Chista said in Yannick, in the case of Chaylev, so what's the Gemara's kasha, that there's no kamlay, it's two different moments. Time you pick it up, you chayiv, and at the time that you, the time you eat it, it's already not at the same moment. All right. So here, first of all, we have one rule, which we're going to discuss on the next amid, that kamlev derami has to be at the same moment. And you all knew that. You all knew that kamlev derami has to be at the same minute, right? Say someone shoots someone with a gun, he kills the person, he ruins the suit. It's a hole in the suit. Do you have to pay for the suit? They say kamlev. Yeah, stabs him. Better than shooting. He stabs him with a knife. So he makes a hole in his suit and he kills him. So according to this, does he have to pay for the suit? Why? So it happened a second before. He made a hole in the suit first. If he shoots with a bullet, maybe you're right. If he shoots with a bullet, it's the same action that they both. But he stabs him. Why? First the knife pierced the suit, he could have stopped. Then it pierced the person. It's not the same. He could have stabbed. He stabbed 1 inch. All right. But first he broke the. And what happens if he's in the room and he threw a rock and it broke the glass and then it hit him in the head and killed him? It's also the same. Distant away.
Where
is Meisel? It's a Dupo. The question is, you say, come and grab me. What do you mean it's one Meisel? No. It was a split second to pop. It doesn't matter if it's a split second or if it's an hour. What's the difference? You have to pay for a suit even if you have no intention. No intention, not a patur. If you stab a dead person, you ruin the suit, you have to pay. And then ripping the suit and ripping the person apart.
I can shoot. The only way to get in, I'm sticking a knife into it. This is just how it has to happen.
No, you can address it with your
instant.
I don't agree with you. I don't know why you think that way. Maybe you could argue about a gun. But a knife, you should all be masking. You see, shooting a gun at the same moment that you pull the trigger, you're doing both. But then you're ready to let go of the bullet, and then it does both. But stabbing. I understand, but it was a split second. If you take a film of it, you could freeze the frame after he ripped the suit before he killed the person. With a gun, the person might have finished after he let go of the bullet, after he finished pulling the trigger. You could freeze frame the bullet, but that's the person. Sure you could.
Right through it, too.
I don't think it's crazy, really? You don't think so?
You have to be a professional to just cut the suit.
I don't know.
I understand that. I really don't understand.
I'm
surprised at you. What?
And the bolt thing on the rock.
Oh, a rock is like a bolt. That's a bad example. But you really think that? Nobody agrees with me?
What's a classic case?
It seems to me that when you stab someone, first you rip the suit, and then you hurt the person. Huh? He was a writer. At the time he was stabbing him, he was a writer. Ah, so that's a long bishop chat. He's a right. At the time he's sticking the knife into the suit, he's a right if he's part because he's a right. That was Yachal Atzila Bechamevara. So he doesn't have a din right. But there was a case of Yachal Atzila Bechamevara.
So the guy's killing still
alive. Okay. So could be a right. That's right if he's part. But as far as what I'm saying, but as far as it being one Meister, I don't see how you could say it's one Meister.
Where is one Meister? Huh?
What's the case where it is one ma'aser? Where it is one ma'aser? By Yochalat Duri B'shas Tzadchak, where the Gemara says later, or Mashkeh B'beis Avliyah. Or you wanted to pay, you killed the person, you wanted to pay Nezek. So the person could have been sold as a Nezek. And that would be a case. You kill somebody, so they say, all right, pay Nezek. Because you could have sold him as a Nezek, pay Nezek, plus you get Misa. So that's all in one shot. But the suit seems to be in a separate shot from the thing. Huh? I don't understand. When you say the suit and the person is all one.
No, but if you say what real world in the suit, yeah. Not so much the whole thing, the guy's going to bleed out all over it.
Yeah, you're right. If it's the blood that ruins the suit, I'm asking. Then I'm asking. If it's the blood, I'm asking. But if it's the cutting of the knife, then... See, I'm asking then for what I said, that the knife is set. I don't understand. You can look at it as one thing.
Same thing like buying fiance. So it's the same myself
has
buying.
To be one myself.
Yeah, so it's the same myself thing, right? So you could stop after they read the thing. So same. But here it's also same. You're doing the same
myself. Now, it's two myself. One is cutting the suit and one is doing the person. Alright, we'll get back to it. I thought that this everyone would be masculine, just go fight. I didn't think there's anything to be asked. The Gemara is saying that. You divide what happens. So we'll get back to the suit tomorrow. Or the day after, we'll get back to it. Ikebinayu Zar Shachl Chumal. I'm sorry, I went back. What's the Gemara's kasha? Me'idna da'agbe kanye. The Gemara didn't even get into the chewing yet. Right? The chewing is the next piece of Gemara. Here the Gemara is just saying, when you pick it up, your kainet. So what's the case by truma? You go to your neighbor, he's a kohen. He's got truma in his house. So the minute you pick up the truma, you're what? You're chayiv. You pick up the truma in order to steal it. You're chayiv. Mamon. And you're not chayiv misa till the person eats it. So it's two different things. That's the Gemara saying. So frekta haflah. Why didn't the Gemara say that you didn't go to your neighbor who's a kohen? You're Yisrael. And you have wheat in your house. And you separated the truma. You didn't give it to the kohen yet. You're in your own house. You separate truma from the wheat in your house. You have 100 bushels. So you went and you separated from 100 bushels. You separated, whatever it was, 2 bushels of truma. And you have 2 bushels of truma sitting in your house. You didn't give it to the kohen yet. Now, if you pick it up, are you a ganim? Time figure, you're not a guy, it's still in your house. You're like the gizbar. The flow says you're like the gizbar and the truma.
Is that
the
time you have
what? The time that you pick it up. And the flaw, that's a good time. But the flaw says that at the time I pick it up, it's still in my house. I have a right to have it in my hand. I have a right to have it in my house. So when am I a ganif? Only when I eat it. You may be right. The flaw says no. What? One second. Good. So you're saying a teretz. So you're both saying a teretz. You're saying one teretz, and Shapsi and Yanki are saying a different teretz. Those are two teretz. But one second. Now Floy answers. The Floy asks again. Now why don't we say tonight it's your own truma in your own house, and when you pick it up, at the moment that you pick it up. You're not a ganif because it's your house. So it belongs in your house. So when are you chayiv? When you swallow it, the time you swallow it, you're doing two things at the same time. The person who eats it is chayiv misa because he's eating truma. He's Yisrael. And at the same moment, he's a ganif because at that moment he's destroying the truma which should go to the chayiv. Both things are happening at the very same moment. So that's a good case of kamlev de rabine. Right, so that's a good cash. That's what makes the cash even better. Why does the Gemara assume there's still in such a case? And in such a case, you can have a good come later on. You hit a case. Yisrael eats the truma before he gives it to Kayyaf. So there's no mida'ag bei ganve. When he picks it up, he's not a ganve. It's the truma he didn't give to the Kayyaf yet. So he's not a ganve when he picks it up. So the Gemara's cash is answered. Very beautiful. So the haflo, there are two terutzim here. There's one terutz in the haflo, and one teretz in the Shita, and the difference between the two terutzim makes for a big nafkamina. Again, what's the case? A Yisrael in his house has truma, which he separated, and she's still in his house. He has a right to give to whichever kind he wants, and he eats it. The flaw's kasha was that that's a case of kalmei v'derabine, because at the same moment that he ate it, that he's a ganev when he eats it, he's also chayiv misa when he eats it. It's all happening to Vasaka, so it's kalmei v'derabine. So there are two terutz. The flaw's terutz is that there's a gemara in Chulin, I think it's daf kuf lamid on the beis, that calls truma mama in she'in lo tovim. Truma is money that has no teveya. What does that mean? It means that no kayin has a right to come and tell me, give me the truma. It's mama in she'in lo tovim. Since it's mama in she'in lo tovim, the Gemara says, hamazik truma potter. If somebody goes and burns truma that was not given to a kayin yet, the truma which he has in his own house, he destroys the truma, he's potter. Because it's mom and shein le taivim, there's no teveya. Since there's no teveya, so there's no one to pay. No one could demand it. Mele a potter from teshlom. Memele is up to afla. My kasha is answered. What was the afla's kasha? Zetzirayin, that it happened to Basachas, that it's Yisrael who's eating the two bushels of truma in his own house. At the moment he swallows it, he's chayiv at the same time for shlumin and misa. Zot the zot the afla, you're not chayiv for shlumin in that case. If you never gave it to a kayin, you don't have to pay. If you separate two bushels truma from 100 in your house and you destroy that or you eat that, so you don't even have mechuyav to pay. So maybe you put it to shlumin anyways. Mam shein lo taivim. Yeah. It's just chayiv nisa. There's no kamlei derabine. It's chayiv nisa eating truma. He's not chayiv to reimburse the shevet akum. So memela, there's no teshlum.
He set this aside for a specific
time. He set it aside until there's a kinyan. It would not work. It's about makirei kohuna. Makirei kohuna would be different. Right now, I don't want to get into it.
In that case, was he
chayim misa? He's chayim misa, eating it. No, burning is not chayim misa.
So, that's the case?
Well, what the flaw is saying is it would be the same thing. Just like burning it, misekhtis chulin yapatik, mami shein leitayvim, eating it here in Agamar also. If you ate, Yisrael ate his own truma, he'd be potter because of the fact that he, it's mami shein leitayvim. That's what the flaw says.
Is that
there any difference in getting a rachman? Is there any difference? Well, if it's mamishen like taivim, there should be no difference. If it's mamishen taivim pashtus, there should be no difference. This is the afla's teretz. Now, the big chiddush of the afla is that if you eat mamishen like taivim, you're potter. Right, he says it's a beferish gemara. We'll have to see if that's so. But he says that if you eat truma, that you're potter. This is the afla's teretz. The Shita Mekubetzes doesn't ask the kasha, but Tov Tavarav answers the kasha. The Shita says, which is the teretz that Yanki and Shafsi was saying, that if you in your house pick up truma, or das to steal it, or das to eat it, you are a ganev from the moment you pick it up. You are a ganev, even though it belongs in your house. But the moment you pick it up, I'm enough to steal it, you're a ganev. Like a shomer. If you're watching someone else's thing, you pick it up with das to steal it, you're a ganev. The same thing by truma. If you pick it up in order to steal it, you're a ganev. It's not the same as a gizbar of hegdish. A gizbar of hegdish, it says there's no me'ilah from when he picks it up. Hegdish is different. Hegdish, wherever it is, it has kedusha. But by truma, from the moment you pick it up, the shita says you're a ganef from that moment. So therefore you do have to pay. Me the hagbe kanye. Who do you pay? Okay, 1 minute. For the minute you pick it up, you're kainet. So you're kainet tashlumin. Then when you swallow it, you're chayv mis. The shittuch betzos holds. So you're not a ganet. If you're a shaver, if I'm watching your thing, it's in my house. I pick it up to look at it, or I pick it up to move it aside so it's in my way. I'm not a ganet. When I pick it up and move it, to eat it. He's Yisrael. He picked it up and ate it.
Did he pick it up to eat it, or he picked it up and then he decided not to have it?
Well, at whatever moment that it was in his hand and he decided to eat it, it didn't just fly into his mouth. So Medag be Kanye? That's the Shita Mukabetz's parents. Obviously, they're arguing in a very big machlaikis. If Yisrael separates Truma and eats it, is he chayiv to pay? The Haflah says it's a Beferisha Gemara that you're potter. The Shita says that you're chayiv. The truth is, it's a Mashmois of a Mishnah Mesechtes Trumas that you're chayiv. It's a Mishnah Mesechtes Trumas. Which is mashma, at least, seems to say that you're chayiv to pay if you eat truma that you are mafresh. So Reb Shimon, there's a small piece in the Reb Shimon here on the Simon Lamed, the last paragraph of Isa Ali. Now he doesn't bring the haflah and he doesn't bring the shita. What he brings is that the Gemara in Chulin says, "Mam and Shein Leitayvim, you don't have to pay for." And the Mishnah in Trumas says that if you eat Truma, you have to pay. So make up your mind. It's Mam and Shein Leitayvim. So Reb Shimon, Nemzon, he explains, the truth is, what's the svara of Mam and Shein Leitayvim? If I have Truma, it belongs to Kayanim. How many Kayanim are there in the world today? I don't know. Let's say there are 2 million Kayanim in the world. So I have a piece of truma, and this truma belongs to the kayanim. So we say I should be put up a pay. It's mamish shein leitayvim, because every one of the kayanim I can send them to the other one. So it's mamish shein leitayvim. Is that mistaver? That because there's no teveya and potter, is that mistaver? Let's say there's a pushka, and the pushka it's not for. Specific tzedakah, it's for Aniyah Eretz Yisrael. It's a pushka for Aniyah Eretz Yisrael. There's a gambai when people from Eretz Yisrael come, he gives out tzedakah. Okay? And I steal money from the pushka. I'm potter. It's Mami Shein Leitayvim. No, Ani could be Tadeya. Is that Mastavar? What's the svar of Mami Shein Leitayvim?
What?
It's
a kind.
Oh, that's a good question. What happens to truma when a yid is mafresh it? What happens to truma? If I'm in my house and I'm mafresh truma, does it become the kayanim?
It becomes
truma. I'm not allowed to eat it. So iser misa, I understand. What about iser gzeila? The flaw, at least the shita says there's iser gzeila now. The flaw says that it's Moshe Leitayvim, whatever that means.
What happens if a Kayan grabs it?
What happens if a Kayan grabs it? So he has to pay me the Taiva Sandor. He stole from me the Taiva Sandor. So, because I had the right to give it to whoever I want, that's worth something to me. So he has to pay me the Taiva Sandor. So therefore, it's a raya that.
So it could be for them.
Well, if he grabs, he's a ganav. That's
no
for sure.
No, Kohen's allowed to convey it because I can go and say, I
want to give it to a different kohen.
You.
Why would there be only one kohen in the world? What happens if there would only be one kohen? In the whole world, there would only be one kohen.
Well, then you get it.
So does that make sense that if I eat truma, if there's only one kohen in the world, I have to pay? If there are two or more, then I don't have to pay because they can send each one away. That makes sense. What? The Yarshim get it. The Yarshim have it. Mirger. So it becomes. It's not Tevesana. So which Kayan gets it? It's just like everything else he owns. It's Hefker. Any Kayan could grab it. Just like if somebody dies without Yarshim, a Ger dies without Yarshim.
Maybe the Chayyim is gone, that's all.
Let me first tell you a stipler, and then we'll get back to Rishim. The stipler is in it's in Chulin, but it's such a beautiful basic stipler, stylistic. He says there are two ways to learn. When you separate Truma, what happens? He says you can learn two ways. You can learn it becomes mamin of the Shevet Kahuna. The Shevet Akuna owns it at that moment. You can learn it that way. Or you could understand, no, when I separate Truma, it's still mine. Just I have a mitzvah saseh of giving it to a kayin. Two different ways of understanding when I separate Truma, what takes place. You could learn that it belongs to the Shevet Akuhuna, because the Torah gave me a right to choose whichever kayin I want to give it to. Or you could learn that it's still the Yisrael's. Just the Yisrael has a mitzvah saseh to give it away. That's a waste of life. Now, obviously, without thinking too much, obviously, the hafla and the shita would fit well. If the hafla understands, the shita understands that it belongs to the Shevet HaKohuna. So then you have to, it belongs to the Kayanim, you have to pay. It's taka true, no one person can be Teveya. But you should still have to pay. The Hafla understands. Mamin Chein Le Teveya means that it doesn't belong to any Kayanim. It still belongs to me. I have a right to give it to whomever I want. Memeila, I have a mitzvah to give it if I'm mazik it. So I'm potter. Why am I potter if I'm mazik it? Because of the fact that it's when I'm mazik it, I'm mevatel mitzvah saseh. I no longer can give it away. But I didn't steal anything from the kayanim.
What's the point of being mafrish?
The point of being mafrish truma is it's a mitzvah. There are two mitzvahs saseh. One is to be mafrish. That's a mitzvah saseh. The mitzvah of the sinu. Each thing. If I'm not mafrish, it remains tevel, and I can't eat the whole thing, the whole 100 bushels. Right? I have to be mafrish to be misak in the tevel. So that's a mitzvah. There are two ways to learn. In Nafkamina, the stipler brings, what happens if someone steals it from the Yisrael? Let's say, I'm a Yisrael, I have 2 bushels of truma. Someone swipes it from me. So when he pays me back, he has to pay, now obviously he gives back what he took, but if he has to pay kefil, what does he have to pay me? What does he have to, what do you take from the Yisrael? What does Yisrael have when he has 2 bushels of truma? Huh? He has Teva Sanoa. What does Teva Sanoa mean? I have a right to choose whoever I want to give it to. That's worth a certain amount. The stipler says, if you learn that the truma belongs to the kayin and the Yisrael only has the teves hanah, so then at most he has to pay his kefil of the teves hanah. He certainly doesn't have to give back double the truma. But if you learn, no, the truma belongs to the Yisrael. Just the Yisrael is a mitzvah to give it away. But it belongs to the Yisrael. Then if you stole 2 bushels, you have to pay careful. You have to give back 4 bushels. And he brings a ritva that says you have to give back 4 bushels. The ritva apparently holds that it's Mamin Shel Yisrael, but you have to give back 4 bushels. It's not called punim. There are two ways to learn in what the truma is. And based on the two ways to learn what truma is, now we come to the afla. The afla says that your potter from paying is Mamin Shel Yisrael if you eat it. Why does he say you're potter from paying? All right, if you learn the way the stipler said that it's Mamishal Yisrael, so I understand. You're potter from paying. You had a mitzvah saseh to give it away. You didn't give it away. That's what it means. Mamishal Yisrael means that it's Mamishal Yisrael. That's the Achlo Ashita. It's a problem. There's a Mishnah Trumas that seems to say Fakarek. I don't know how the Achlo would answer it. But that's the Achlo Ashita based on the Gemara and Cholim, which is the Shita Safla, that you're part of. The Shita Mukubetzes, though, learns, no, you're chayiv to pay. You're chayiv to pay. As soon as you pick it up, you're chayiv to pay. And that's a Mishnah Trumas. Aye, what do you do with the Gemara and Cholin of Mazik? What do you do with the Gemara and Cholin that if you're Mazik, it's your potter? So Reb Shimon learns, he's explaining the opinion of Shitun Kubetzis. He learns that Truma, when you own Truma, before you choose who to give it to, it belongs to the whole Shevet HaKuhuna. All the Kainim own it b'shutfis, but you have a right to choose which one you're going to give it to. Since in the world there are 1 million or 2 million Kainim, and this Truma is not worth 2 million frutas, therefore, when I'm mazik truma that was not yet given to a kayin, I am being mazik pachas meshava pruta of each yid. And that's the reason that I'm potter. Because I'm being mazik pachas meshava pruta of each yid's truma, of each kayin's truma. So therefore, Dr. Shimon, it's not because you're potter be'etzem. Really, you're a ganif. You're stealing truma from kayinim. Like the stipler says, when you separate it, it belongs to Shevet Shel Kehuna. But at the time you destroy it, Zakrib Shimon, you're destroying Pachas Meshava Pruta, which Kayim. And Pach the Halachi is, if you're Mazik Pachas Meshava Pruta, you're Pachas Meshava Pruta. So that's Pshat of the Gemara, Mami Shein Leitai. So if you had a Nafkamina, would be, if you have a millionaire who's got 1 million Prutas worth of Truma. Or in the Dara Midbar, there were only 4 Kayim in it. Right, there was only Aaron and Lozani Summer and Pinchas, only 4 kayin. So you have Truma that's worth 4 prutas, right? And the Midbar there was no Truma though. There was no Tevel. That's not a good example, theoretically. If there would be no smaller number of kayin, so it would be different. So Shimon says. So Shimon says that's why your mazik is partik. Your mazik partik is Meshava Pruta. But if you're Eichel, if you eat Truma, if you separate 2 bushels and eat it, so Rav Shimon brings, the halacha is you have to separate another 2 bushels to give to Kayin. Al-Dinei HaFrosh's Truma, you have to separate 2 more bushels. That's from your Truma, from your Tevel. So being that you have to separate 2 more bushels, therefore, once you separate those 2 bushels, you have to give it to a Kayin. Now you again have 2 bushels of Truma when you ate it. You have to pay why? Because when you eat your own truma, there's a din that you have to separate truma again from the tevel. You have to give again. Where Shimon gets this din from, I'm not sure. But he says that when it's your own truma, you separate 2 bushels, you ate it yourself, you have to replace it with 2 more bushels. So those 2 bushels, even though each thing is less than a pruta, but that's like any 2 bushels of truma. And that's why the Shita says that you have to give it again to a kayin. When you're mazik truma, that's one din. That's mazik yipatu. Because it's less than a pruta. When you eat truma, you have to replace those 2 bushels. And once you replace it, those dinei afrashas truma, memela, you have to give it to a kain. Memela, that's why the shita holds it. You have to give it to a kain. Yes.
Who says the shita should be like an organization?
Yes.
So if I steal from an organization, you say that. Because there's so many members in this organization, it comes out to a show.
Yeah, I hear what you say. All right, I was going to mention it, but this is the Reb Shimon. This is the Reb Shimon, and this is the way Reb Shimon explains. Basically, we have 2 opinions: the flaw and the Shita Mekubetzes. And if we would be learning Masechtas Trumas, it would be Machlekes Rishayim, the Stipler in his piece in Chulin. The piece in Chulin is Simin Lamed Vav, in the new prints, and the old prints was Lamed Beis. If we'd be learning in Yanei Truma, we'd see it's not just a machlaikas, a haflaw and ksubis, you know, that you have to happen to know when you're learning Trumas. He's telling the machlaikas Taisis in the Mukhi Yosef, machlaikas Rishayim. 2 ways to learn when you separate Truma, how it works. Okay, now, Agav, when I saw this Rav Shimon last night, came back to mind an argument I had with Rav Palm many years ago. I don't remember how long ago, but I remember we had a disagreement. If someone steals from a company, I think we're talking about stealing from the phone company. Someone, now it's us to steal, we weren't talking about stealing. We're talking about Dine Hashavas Gazela to a phone company. So, the Shaila had come up, I don't remember the case, about returning Gazela to, let's say, a phone company. So we were being done, we were talking to Gazela from Gayim. And the Machlekes Rashi and Taisis, you know, I'll steal from a guy everyone holds. There's a Din HaShavas Gezeilah, it's a Machlekes Rishayim, stealing from a guy.
So I tell Rav Palm that no, stealing from a yid. Stealing from a yid. Why? Because let's say the phone company is owned by I don't know how many stockholders. So let's say a person steals 1,000 prutas from a phone company. Steals $10. Let's say $10 a 1,000 prutas. So he stole 1,000 prutas. So now, I don't know what percentage of stockholders in AT&T are Jews, but let's say 1% are Jews. So that means if he stole 1,000 prutas from the phone company, he stole from the Yidden, he stole 10 prutas. So it's Gezel Yisrael. So Palm said, no, but it comes out. Each year it comes out to less than a pruta. So I was arguing. I said, it's true, it comes to each year less than a pruta. But still, all the yid now b'shutfim together, it's like they have one shutfis together. You can't steal from a shutfis of a yid. Palm was saying, no, that each yid comes out to less than a pruta. So I couldn't understand. What do you mean each yid comes less than a pruta? What's the difference? If all the yidden together, you steal your pruta. If two yidden have a company b'shutfis together, you can steal one pruta and you'll say, oh, from each yid was here for pruta. I stole from the company, which is a Jewish company. Rav Palm was saying, no. This Rav Shimon sounds like what Rav Palm was saying. That even if you steal from a company, now you know I steal less than a pruta. It's also to steal less than a pruta. I'm not giving a heteran to steal. But it seems from this, Rav Shimon, that if you steal from a company, here is the Shevet HaKahuna. You're not a steal. We're talking about paying back. Once you stole, so you stole less than a pruta from each shareholder, and there's no din of hashava. It's a very big chiddush. It's a tremendous chiddush, no? But this Rav Shimon reminded me of what we were arguing then. Al Kapanim, this is two ways to learn the dinim of Truma. This is sort of our first insight in the circuit. Now, the second thing I want to get to is a totally side topic, but which to me personally is of great interest when we learn Bava Kamma. And that's this tshuva that Shlomo Zalman has, which rather when we learn Bava Kamma, the tshuva had not been printed yet, at least not in the Mifra Shlomo had not come out on those the Chela Gimel. And we were clearing the Shaila. Shaila has to do with the next words of the Gemara. The Gemara says, let's concentrate on the Gemara. What's going on here in the Gemara? You have Truma. And the Truma again, not like that flaw. It's talking the Kain already had the Truma. It was given to a Kain. Now, a Ganev went. He took the Truma. And he stuck it into the mouth of a Yisrael. Now we're trying to conjure up a case where the Misa and the Mammon come at the same time. So he stuck it into his down his throat. Now please help Kop, I'm just talking Pshat. Hechidah. Again, we're trying to make that Misa and Mammon at the same moment. Ida Matzila Durei Nahadir. So that's the kasha. If he could cough it back up, let him cough it back up. And then what's Shver? What? So then, but if he coughs it up, if he didn't cough it up, it's Chayev when?
Who's be Chayev?
We're talking about the one who's eating it. He's the one Chayev Misa, the one stuck in his throat. What? Someone stuck down his throat. So it depends where he stuffed it to. Now, the Einish of the stuffer, the one who stuffed down his throat, so we'll get to that in Taisus. The Agamar is not concerned with the eater, not with the one who stuffed it down, the stuffy, yeah. So we're concerned with him, what's his din? His din of Misa and Mammon. Now he's doing a Misa and he's doing a Mammon. Are they at the same time? So the Gemara has three scenarios. Either Matzil Adure, or Matzil Adure, Matzil Adure, Matzil Adure. So let's go through all three. And therefore what? If he could have coughed it up, why didn't he cough it up? He swallowed it. So then what?
So it's chayiv to pay and chayiv nisa at the same time?
No.
Oh, so then we're going to divide the swallow. At the moment that he pushes it in his throat, from the place where he's motzi ladure to the place where he's loy motzi ladure, at that moment he's a ganav. And nisa is nachayiv until he swallows it, until he has whatever hanor he has in the throat. It's not like stabbing the guy with the soup and the... No? It's not all in one shot? Well, you guys could think it's different than a suitcase, but alright. Suitcase, not suitcase. But let's get back to Gemara. So here, the Gemara is splitting it. The Gemara is splitting from getting it in the part of his throat with Mati Ladure to the part where it's Loi Mati Ladure. At that time, he is Chayim Misa, Chayim Mam. And then, when he has Anas Hagarin, a second later, that's Misa. So Gemara says that's separate. Okay, good. Eloi Matzi Ladure. Am I chayiv? If he couldn't cough it up, he was pushed so far down his throat, he could not possibly cough it up. Am I chayiv? Why is he chayiv what? So Rashi says, am I chayiv Misa? And Taisi says, am I chayiv Mon? We have to learn the Machlokes Rashi and Taisus, and Yitzhak Shem. Taisus, Eloi Matzi. But Taisus, you didn't do anything. You shouldn't be chayiv Misa. You didn't swallow it. You shouldn't be chayiv Mon. You didn't do anything. Also makes sense. What does that help? So how does that answer the question? If he could cough it up, is he mechuyev too? Yes. Someone has nevela in his throat. You can only cough it up if you try hard. If I have to try hard.
What
means it's very hard. Does it mean sticking his finger down his throat? I don't know. I didn't think of it in such detail. But that's, and I don't know. I don't know. I don't know exactly. It means it's very hard. Maybe it means he has to stick his finger down his throat. You know. I mean, usually, if you don't stick his finger down his throat, it's already below his throat. But whatever it is, whatever the case is, there's such a case where it's very hard, but it's possible to cough it up. So now it's a new case. What's new about the case? Rashi and Taisus are both bothered. What's the difference? If it's Masi Ladure, he's Mechuyev to cough it up. So both Rashi and Taisus agree. What changed with Masi Ladure Edei Adchak? Totally different thing changed. Look at Rashi. Edei Adchak. Dinami Ahadra Mimis. That's what changed. Dinami Ahadra Mimisa V'Loichazi L'Bailim. You hear? You have to recognize Pshat in the Gemara here. When the Gemara says Masi Ladure Edei Adchak, the point isn't that you could cough it up Edei Adchak. The point is that when he stuck it down your throat and it's Masi Ladure, it's not Miyus yet. When he stuck it to the point of Masi Ladure Edei Adchak, and now to cough it up is much harder, at that point, if you would cough it up, it would be Miyus, and it's not worth anything. That's what changed. Two chidushin here. Chidush number one, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm just learning Pshat in the Gemara, I don't have a Maramoka for this. But the way I understand the Gemara, if somebody puts something in my mouth, in a place where I could spit it out, at that point it's not considered Mius yet. That's what it sounds like. It's not considered Mimis. I would think it's a chidush. If you put something in someone's mouth, even chew it, just place something in someone's mouth, and now it comes out. Is it worth the same money to sell in the store? No?
Nowadays it's just very clean.
Maybe in those days they would eat things from other people's mouths. It's not necessarily away from the Gemara. It's the Gemara says that, the Gemara Fakeret, the Gemara says that if you drink from a cup, you shouldn't offer it to your friend. He can request it. He's allowed to request it. But you're not allowed to offer it to him because maybe he's going to drink it, so he's ashamed to say no. And he is so disgusted by it that he'll get sick, or he wants to even die from drinking. Drinking is different than eating. The mitzvah of it is different, you're right. But the mius kai is different. Well, it's true. The Gemara says mashkin, but that's mashkin in the throat, not mashkin in the cup. You know, it's a different story. What? It doesn't go back when you have candy in your throat. Again, I don't mean this as a joke. I mean this very seriously. The Gemara here is saying that if you have a candy in your mouth, or even if you have most things you bite into. You bite into a donut. See, when you bite it, you're lost, so it's different. I'm talking about something that was not lost. So someone cut off a little piece of
I took a grape and put it into your mouth. It wasn't chewed. It's matzi la dure. It comes back out, you wash it off, there's no difference, its value has not changed. That's the Gemara saying, its value has not changed. However, if you take the same grape, truma, and he sticks it down your throat to a place where you have to cough it up. So when you have to cough it up, then it's already mius. I don't know if he means because it breaks up the grape, or because it's, whatever reason, it's mius at that point. At that point, it's worth zero. So at that point, it's matzi l'adure yadei etchak. So at that point, if you would cough it up, it would be mius, and it would have zero value. Is that what the Gemara is saying? Rashi, yadei etchak. Taisa says almost the same words. Dinami yahadra mimasa v'leichazi l'bailam. Hilk. Migza le'gazlo. He didn't steal it. Amayka mechai v'slebi tashlumin anas g'rayin ayumeya. So why should he have to pay? He only has to pay because he had a noise that went down. So now we have a case of Misa and Tashlumin together. So we have here a chiddush that it's really Mius from when Pliny stuck it down my throat. So Pliny sticking it down my throat, we're going to have to talk about him. He's a ganif. He stuck it in the place that made a Mius. That's true. Forgetting about him for a minute. Talk about now the eater. The eater, he's chayiv to pay. Af ganif, he's not chayiv to pay. It was Mius already. So he has to pay from when? From the moment that he has anos hagarin, that he has pleasure from it. That's a separate halacha. That you have to pay because you have pleasure from it, from someone else's money. So he has to pay for his pleasure. That comes when it's in the throat. That's the same time as Misa, so the middle of the two are together. The same time. This is pshat in the Gemara. It's a complicated Gemara. But you have to know, you have to understand the three points of pshat. Okay, I'm sorry I got late. Not used to spending so much time on Shabbat. But for tomorrow, you have to understand all three points, okay? When it's Matzi L'Adure, when it's Maimai Matzi L'Adure, Matzi L'Adure, and in each of the three cases, the Din Misa, the Din Mamre. And I can tell you, laning-wise, we are not going to go back there for a while, probably for the rest of the week. So make sure you understand the Taisusin, because we're going to spend time tomorrow, the Taisus Light Sri, so just for the...